Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules. And tonight he's going to try and make it rain.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, hello and howdy, rodeo fans. Welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show special right here on a Saturday afternoon. Fans, we are live in Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo here. And I've got to say, this has got to be one of my favorite events of the year. I know I said it last week, but I'm going to say it again. I'm telling you, they just keep getting better. Now, we're getting a little bit further into the season. A lot of guys are at home recovering from some injuries from the 4th of July run, some soreness. But a lot of guys are still trying to make that push to be in the top 15 at the Wrangler National Final here in just less than 2 months, folks. That's the cutoff date, October 1st. Man, it is done. 2014 gets underway October 1st. So these guys are making a push to be at the Wrangler National Final in Las Vegas. But, man, you know, what a great round we had last night. Now, before we get into talking about it, I want to tell you we have just gotten in from downtown Ponca City as we were there downtown and in the parade. We had our good buddy Bucky the Bull down there. We were in one of the best trucks you can find out there, the Ram Rodeo Series. And I've got to say, this was a great, great morning. A little tired from last night. It was a late night. Had Cowboy Kenny down here and put on a great show, the Steel Rodeo Company. Man, awesome, awesome stuff. If you guys have not seen them, boy, you are missing out on something spectacular. Arena was a little muddy. I wasn't sure how these guys were going to do it, but he and his partner know how to get it done down there in the arena, and they sure put on a fantastic show. Now, we've got photos that were posted. Thanks to our good friend Trey Fox for coming down here taking the pictures for us here all weekend long. We'll have more coming into tonight with the final performance. But, man, you know, these guys have done a great job. We could not do what we're doing if it wasn't for the outside help that has come in to help us here today. So we're just really great to see everybody here and having a great time. We are definitely having a great time, and we definitely look to be back. Now, yesterday, we took a little field trip, went to the 101 Wild West Ranch, where it all began back in the 1800s. I felt like we were walking on sacred ground, folks. There's so much history right here. We had an opportunity to go see Cowboy Hill, which is where the three Miller brothers are buried that actually started the 101 Ranch. Man, it gives you chills just to be out there and to walk through and see some of the history. If you guys have not gone over to our MakeItARodeo.com and checked out our photo gallery and seen all the photos from this weekend here in Ponca City, you got to get over and do that. Or follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and you guys can see some of those pictures as well. But, man, you know, some of the history that we saw there, they actually had a lot there. They used to sit outside the general store and folks would feed it. Now, unfortunately, this bear caught diabetes and passed on. But, you know, they had a pond that had a live alligator chained in it. We have photos of where that actually took place. We have the old mansion, the old 101 Wild West mansion. And, you know, just so much. They called it the White House, I believe. You know, oh, so much history there. We've got those photos posted, and you guys have got to see it. Downtown streets of Ponca City, see a beautiful mural of the, you know, the 101 Wild West shows. And, you know, there's so much history here, folks. So much activity going on down here. They've got Wagon Ride. They've got Cowboy Kenny down there. We've got Gizmo McCracken, who was in the parade with us this morning. We've got two of the best bullfighters, Nathan Harp, Lacey Munsell. And those guys are freestyling bulls out here at the end of the bull riding as well. You talk about just electric. Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is truly a Wild West show. You get so much more. They have concerts after the performances and after the Steel Rodeo, and Cowboy Kenny comes out there and lights it up. Oh, it really is. It's just been a great week down here in Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo. And I hope you folks have an opportunity to come down and see this firsthand, really. Now, I will tell you, next year, if you're going to put it on your calendars, they are moving to June. So I believe it's going to be the second week, but make sure you guys stay tuned to Making It Radio Network, because we are putting it on our calendars. As soon as we get those dates finalized, we will be putting it out there, because we really want to be back here to Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo. I mean, this right here is just a fantastic place. There's so much history here. We need to come back. We still have yet to go to the museum. We did not even make it to where Bill Pickett was buried. There's all kinds of stuff going on out here, folks. So much rodeo and things happening here. You get so much more than just the price of the ticket to admission to a rodeo. But the rodeo itself is so spectacular. We've had world champion J.W. Harris down here. We've had Fred Whitfield down here. We have had some of the best. And we had an opportunity to catch up with many of them. So we're going to take a short break here, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about last night's round. Our show may run a little short here today. We're going to recap this deal and get ready for tonight's final performance. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to a Lunch Hour Rodeo Special right here on a Saturday, live from Ponca City in the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Medic, I need a medic!
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event, whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics, or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making A Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show Special
right here on a Saturday from the 101 Wild West Rodeo in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Folks, I'm telling you, get it on your calendar. June next year, 2014, you'll want to be here. So much stuff going on that you will get your money's worth, I guarantee it. And, you know, we had an opportunity to catch up with some of the locals here all week long, and we continue that here last night as we were able to catch up with a professional rodeo announcer who, by the way, was also he was emceeing the parade here this afternoon or this morning, so we got to see him just a little while ago. Richard Connor is his name. We were able to check in with the Ponca City native, so let's hear what he has to say.
Hey guys, we're checking in with a Ponca City native down here, Richard Connor. Now, he's also a pro rodeo announcer. Richard, talk to us about what it's like being down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Man, there's so much history to the sport of rodeo. 101 Wild West Show started the sport of rodeo. Bill Pickett, the inventor of the bulldogging event. Right here he is, not 10 miles from right here, the ranch. That's where he lived. That's where he's buried. It all started right here in Ponca City, Oklahoma. The history of rodeo is right here. What's it like to be here? You never know what's going to happen. We've seen everything from motorcycles to bulls to ranch-style Bronx. We got live bands. You got it all. It's a Wild West show right here in Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, talk to us about how long it's been, or how long you've been announcing.
I've been announcing the last 12 years. I've had my pro card for the last 3 years. Different associations, the little ones, big ones. And I've been all over the world. I've been to both borders and I've been out to Canada, and I've also been to South America on some little trips that were pretty neat to experience. So 12 years, been all over, like I said, all over, just about every state.
Well, I know you're not announcing down here during the performances and all, but you're doing a lot of work for them. What's it like for you to be down here and working with the 101 Ranch? Let's see if we can do that again. 101 Wild West Rodeo, and, you know, just to be down here in your hometown.
Hey, it's great to come back to my hometown. I have a lot of family here. This committee right here goes above and beyond of taking care of the people. They want everybody to have a good time, from, you know, the guys in the back pens loading bulls to the people sitting out in the stands. They always take care of you. And you're right, I'm not announcing the main shows. We've been working the slack shows and the steer open, and I'm also on the Queen Pageant Committee, and I get to do that. And it's good to Nate to meet the state royalty, Miss Rodeo Oklahoma, and all them. We get to deal with them, and you know what? It's just everybody helping everybody out.
Well, I'll tell you, it sure is a good time down here. I know you could have kept a little bit of the weather out there. It's pretty muddy tonight, but we look forward to having a good performance down here. It ought to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be so much more than just a rodeo.
Oh, no joke. I mean, it's a who's who in the bull riding, and around here, the ranch-style bronc riding is a who's who of the ranches tonight, so it's going to be way more than just a rodeo. It's going to be a super show.
That's for sure. Well, thanks for checking in with us, Richard.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate y'all being here.
Appreciate it.
And we do appreciate Richard Connor for checking in with us. You know, this guy, man, I look forward to spending a lot more time with him. This guy really is just an upstanding guy and a great announcer. I really enjoyed having him down here and sharing some of the history that goes on right here in Ponca City as the, you know, the 101 Wild West Ranch got started right here, you know, and man. Obviously, I was a little film confused because we were out there at the 101 Ranch earlier in the day. So, you know, man, and I'm telling you, that place really, truly impacted me. If you're a history buff at all and you love rodeo, you need to come down here and just visit this town. The best time to do it, I'll guarantee, is going to be in June next year when the 101 Wild West Rodeo is going to be here as well. But, you know, Richard had mentioned something about being with the Queens. And, you know, we have, since January, we have had the opportunity to run into Miss Rodeo Oklahoma, Rachel Bergeron, and we have a chance to catch up with her. So let's go down to Rachel and see what she says about being here in Ponca City.
Hey, guys, we're down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. And, of course, you know, being here in Oklahoma, we would have the opportunity to catch up once again with Miss Rachel Bergeron. Rachel, talk to us about how things have been going for you this summer.
Well, they've been busy, that's for sure. I was on the road for a month in Colorado and Wyoming. That was pretty cool to get to see some other country, but I'm glad to be back in Oklahoma and excited to be here in Ponca.
Nice to be here, and it is nice to see you as always. What do you guys have planned here coming up through the next couple months as the season starts to wind down and you guys start getting ready for Vegas?
Well, I'm still busy. I'll go to Freedom next weekend, and then I think maybe the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Range Roundup the weekend after that, and then we have Elk City on Labor Day weekend.
That sounds like another good one, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is always great to catch up with you out here, and you're actually riding a really pretty horse here, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very lucky. Andrew's Rodeo Company, their pickup man, James, let me borrow this horse. He used to be a Bronc, so he's pretty big, but he's pretty fun.
That's for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, you sure do look good up there, and it's always great to run into you.
Well, thank you. Nice to see you again, Scott.
All right, well, thank you, Rachel, for checking in with us here, and it is great to see Miss Rodeo Oklahoma down here. And she's doing such a fantastic job, and the entire Queen coronation, Miss 101 Wild West Rodeo Queen, and they had so many of the queens here. We actually got to see them in the back of the truck here a little earlier today in the parade. It's so nice to see so much talent down here and being a part of this rodeo. There's so much involved, so many people involved, and we got to thank the entire committee and all the volunteers who come in here and help put on this fantastic event. We just really have enjoyed it. And then to get to have a chance to learn the history and so much more about rodeo that we didn't even know about, you know? I had no idea that Bill Pickett started right here working at the 101 Ranch, you know? So, I mean, for me, this was a history trip as well, and we just really enjoy it. Fans, we've got a lot more rodeo to cover. We've got last night's performance, and it was another wild one. We've got a lot of results to go over with you, and we're going to do it right after this short break. So make sure to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Make It Eight Rodeo Network.
Give me 10 bulls, and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been. I sleep in my truck, and I drive through the lane, getting down hard at
catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an Eight Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One. Manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAnEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. CowboyRadio.com. Get a grip.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we are bringing it to you live online as well as with our good friends at KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. And getting down to it, folks, here we go with the bareback riding. Last night we only had 4 bareback riders, and you know, it hurts me to see that there's just so few bareback riders down here, you know, but this opens up the door for a lot of great talent to come in here and win some big money in Ponca City. I will tell you that 2 guys actually had, you know, the Andrews Rodeo Company, you can't say enough about what they bring to these events. Now, these are stock that will give you a fair shot. But you better bring your A game, because if you make a mistake, you're going to end up picking yourself up off the ground. And sure enough, 2 of the guys that actually happened last night, we had 2 qualified rides. Joel Schlegel came out on Shady Lady and turned out an 80-point ride, folks. That was the highest mark so far this weekend. Now, we still have 1 more performance tonight, but Joel had a fantastic ride, and we had an opportunity to catch up with Joel. So let's hear what he had to say about that ride.
Hey guys, we're down here with Joel Schlegel, the leader in the bareback riding tonight, 80-point ride on Shady Lady. Joel, talk to us about that ride.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I knew the horse, and I knew he was just going to be right there in front of the chutes, and excited to have the draw, and glad it worked out.
Yeah, you've had that horse before, right?
Yes, sir. I had him this spring at a rodeo in Texas, and it worked out for second. It worked out a little better today for first, so hopefully it'll keep going.
Yeah, right. Hopefully that 80-point will be good enough to hold on throughout the whole weekend. Now, you've had a pretty good last couple weeks?
Yes, sir. I've been going a lot of the rodeos in Colorado and Kansas and been getting them a little bit, so feels good to kind of get the end of the year, be getting some money won. First of the season was kind of rougher, so feels good.
Well, good deal. Where are you heading next?
I'm up tomorrow night in Lawton.
Well, good luck to you tomorrow night. Safe travel.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, that was Joel Schlegel. Right now, he is your leader in the bareback riding with 80 points on Shady Lady. And, man, I'll tell you what, he turned it up last night. It was a fantastic ride. We enjoyed watching it. Now, into the steer wrestling. Now, Brad Lehman came in with a fast time of 4.2. Second place was Trell Ettbauer and John Clockler, and those guys have a time of 4.4. Last night, the fastest time we had was 4.8 by Jeff Miller. And, you know, so Brad Lehman, now they had slack, and that's where the 4.2 came in. We had an opportunity to watch Trell and John both during the performance yesterday. They had the fastest time in the first performance, but slack was run last night. Brad turned out a 4.2 run in the steer wrestling. And, you know, I'll tell you what, these guys, you know, this is Bulldog and Capital right here. This is where Bulldog was created. And for these steer wrestlers, it's a pretty neat opportunity for them to be down here. Going down to the saddle bronc riding. Now, we did a few more saddle bronc riders down here. A couple of the guys we had an opportunity to catch up with last week, even James Grayson was here. Joe Harper was here. There were several of the guys. But I'll tell you, we had a fantastic ride turned out by Weston Ireland of Salisaw, Oklahoma. He had Sugar Shack and turned out a score of 78 points, which is also leading in the saddle bronc riding. We were able to catch up with Weston, so let's take a listen to what he had to say about his ride.
Hey, guys, we're down here with the leader in the saddle bronc here tonight with 78 points, Weston Ireland. Weston, you had Sugar Shack. Talk to us about that horse.
That's a really good horse, Sam Andrews, Bucks. I was lucky to get by her. I'm glad it went the way it did tonight.
Well, it sure did work. Yeah, it sure did work in your favor, 78 points. Now, you've been doing pretty good this summer. How you been working out?
Shoot, I just been getting along, you know, shoot, staying going.
Just enough to keep you on the road, huh?
Yeah, man, just plugging along, but it's been all right.
Well, good deal. Where are you heading next?
Saxton, Missouri, down there, if I can avoid the flooding down that way.
Yeah, I hear it's a little bit wet over there, too. Well, good luck to you. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, that was Weston Ireland. That was the first time we had an opportunity to catch up with him. And, You know, this is a great guy. A lot of fun to be around. And of course, he put up a great ride last night, 78 points on Sugar Shack. And, man, I'll tell you, though, we've got some talent coming in tonight. Is 78 going to be enough to hold off that first-place lead? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see how it turns out here on the final performance of Saturday night. Now, in the tie-down roping, folks, Fred Whitfield came in yesterday with a time of 8.3-second run. And, you know, it's all about making eight. He was able to get things done and settle in real nice, made a good solid run. We talked with Fred there after the performance. And, you know, if you missed our show yesterday, you can always go back and listen to it in our archives, because we've got it posted on making8rodeo.com. Last night, the fastest time that would turn in would be a second-place run. J.C. King had a time of 8.6 seconds and looked really good doing it, but wasn't enough to catch Fred Whitfield. Now, they had slack going on yesterday evening as well, or Thursday evening. Was that going to, you know, I mean, is 8.3 going to be enough? Now, up in Kansas, we saw from 7.8. We may see that again. Depends on the arena. Depends on the calves that are here. So much is at stake and goes into, you know, into this. Another guy that was down here last night was a great guy we had an opportunity to run into in Arkansas a few weeks ago, J.D. McHouston. And we had the chance to catch up with J.D. after his run. So let's take it down and see what he had to say.
Guys, we're down here with one of the tie-down ropers here tonight, J.D. McHouston. J.D., I know it wasn't a great night here for you, man, but talk to us about that time you had.
That time, things are not what you wanted, but I got back on my buckskin horse this week, and I was lucky enough to get a really good start. Got him roped fast. You know, I kept him standing. Just need him to take a tie in order to win something tonight.
Yeah, I know, that's for sure. Well, listen, man, the good thing about it is you'll have another rodeo tomorrow, right? Where's that going to be?
Yes, sir. I'm in Sykeston, Missouri tomorrow afternoon. We rope two tomorrow, and then we're done for the summer.
Really?
Yes, sir. It'd be time to go back to school, come get home Sunday. So.
Now, where's school?
Texas Tech University.
Right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we look forward to seeing you down there, and I know it was a tough night, but your summer's been pretty good, right?
Yes, sir. Summer's been real good. Last year was a real struggle. This year, it really turned back around. I got my horses healthy again, and everything really worked out really well.
Well, it's good to see you, J.D., and we look forward to seeing you down the road, buddy.
Yes,
good
sir.
Luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, that was J.D. the juice from tie-down roper. Man, what a young, talented kid. He's going to be going to school, and he'll be rodeoing for the Texas Tech rodeo team down there. So we look forward to following along with how he's doing and catching up with him. Now, in the team roping, you know, folks, you go down the list when we first get it. We take a look to see who's in our neighboring, I guess our neighboring city there in Stephenville, Texas, the Cowboy Capital. And, you know, it's just not surprising that you would see somebody from Stephenville in the standings. Well, I can tell you that Colt Braden and Nick Simon have a time of 5.4 seconds going into last night. They had a fast time. But when we go down the list, we take a look and we see that there are two more guys down there, one of them being from Stephenville, Texas. David Key, one of the headers down there, and his partner, Jet Hillman, from Purcell, Oklahoma, turned in a time of 5.5, so only a tenth of a second off the pace, had a really good run. And, of course, we had a chance to check in with our Stephenville, Texas friend. So let's go down and see what David Key had to say about his run here in Ponca City.
Hey guys, we're down here with one of the team ropers, David Key, the header in tonight with a 5.5 run. Pretty fast, David. Talk to us about it.
Well, it was. I had a really good steer. I felt like I got a pretty good start, and we just, you know, we just tried to go make a good smooth run, not do anything crazy, and it was successful tonight.
Well, it seemed like mistake free, and it was a pretty good time. That puts you in, I believe, second place right now.
Right, we're in second right now. 5.4 is leading it, and like I said, it was just a good smooth run. It felt like we could go do it every day, and that's where, as a team roper, that's what I look for every time, is to be able to go make that same run every time, so that you you'll win a lot of first, second, thirds, fourths, but you're gonna win money every time with that kind of run. So.
Oh, you bet. Now you've been roping with Jet Hillman. How long have you guys been together?
We actually just hooked up this week. I came home and I needed a partner for a couple of weeks, and these are his circuit rodeos, so we kind of were excited to get the rope together and fill some shoes that each other needed. And we've roped together in the past some, and Jet ropes great. He's roped for a long time out here. He's a veteran team roper that heals good. And so it was kind of a unique situation that we could help each other out, and worked out good tonight.
Yeah, sure did. Now, where are you guys at next?
We're up at Lawton, Oklahoma tomorrow night, and then we're up at El Paso on Sunday, and then next week we go to Coffeyville, Kansas, Freedom, Oklahoma, and Silverton, Texas.
All right. Well, listen, man, good luck to you guys. Safe travel, and congratulations tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that was David Key from Stephenville, Texas. It was great catching up with him. And, well, I tell you, 5.5, that's a pretty good run. We'll see how that holds up tonight against some of the other top cowboys that will be coming in the team roping. Cowgirl barrel racing now. We had a great performance on Thursday night. We also had our slack. Tony Pompano actually came down here and was in the slack. She ran a 17.50 to take the lead here in the barrel racing. And so far, out of the first performance, last night's performance, and the slash, she would hold on to that lead. The arena was pretty muddy last night. I think that had a lot to do with it. These girls are trying to run real hard and fast to catch Tanya Pompano. Tonight might be a little bit different. These girls know what they have to do to get in there, so we'll see what they have to say. The arena looks great. It's going to be a great day down here in Ponca City at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. So, but, speaking of Slick Arena, the Andrews Rodeo Company, once again, we've got to tip our hat to the stock that he brings to every event. He had some great ones last night, and there were some hands down here. We had guys like Corey Granger, Austin Ambrose, Trevor Chastner, Brennan Eldred. These guys know how to ride some bulls. And I actually had a great pick. I picked Corey Granger on Vicious Bender. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Andrews Rodeo Company, once again, pitched a shutout here. Now, out of 2 days of bull riding, we've had one qualified ride, and that was Brad Harris with an 87-point ride. So what I can tell you is this, folks. Tonight, these cowboys are going to be bringing their A game. They're coming to the 101 Wild West Rodeo with their hammer cocked, and they're ready to ride some bulls. We're going to see some exciting stuff tonight. One qualified ride out of two performances. You can bet those guys are looking to get themselves in some money. All they got to do is make the whistle, folks, and you can bet that they will be looking to do that here this evening. So I look forward to tonight's performance and watching the bull ride especially. But, the guys that we see a lot that we don't, we try to check in with as much as possible, your bullfighters. Now, those guys are doing great. Nathan Harp and Wacy Munsell are doing a fantastic job. They also do a little freestyling down here with some of Sammy's bulls, and that, so impressive to watch these guys dance with these bulls out there in the arena. Well, we had a chance to sit down with Nathan Hart before the performance, so let's check in with Nathan and see what he had to say about being here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Hey, guys, we're down here with one of the bullfighters down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo, Nathan Hart. Nathan, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here this weekend.
It's awesome to be part of a great rodeo here. I mean, we've had quite a bit of rain, but the rain looks good for another great night.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. What's it like for you to be down here working with the Sammy Andrews and the Andrews Rodeo Company stock?
Oh, it's a great, great rodeo company, and they always have good horses and good bulls. Always have plenty that they take out to the finals every year.
They even bring a couple Mexicans down here to let you do a little freestyle.
Yeah, we got a couple stags that they let us fight every night after the rodeo, sell the rodeo. Crowd seems to love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, sold it last night. Hopefully we'll see the same thing again tonight. Think we should have a good crowd, but what do you think about the bull riders tonight? Got any idea?
That's a good lineup of bull riders. Should be a good bull riding tonight.
Yeah, you bet, man. Well, it was good checking in with you, and we look forward to seeing you.
Yep, good seeing you.
All right, guys, that was Nathan Hart, one of the bullfighters down here tonight. Now, I will tell you that, like you said, the Andrews Rodeo Company, boy, I'll tell you, the stock was on fire last night, and they were ready. Unfortunately for the Cowboys, no qualified ride. But I think tonight's going to be a little bit different. Now, I will say that Nathan Hart and Wacy Munsell were out there with a stag in the arena. Wacy took a little shot. He's a little sore today, but he's doing all right. Great to see him in the back of the pickup as we're in the parade with Bucky. And, you know, he's doing good. So I look forward to seeing what those two guys can step up and do here in the final performance at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. But, folks, like I said, there's so much more than rodeo going on down here in Ponca City. The history that comes with it, the showcase, everything that goes along, Gizmo with Kraken being here, just truly entertaining the crowd. They've got Rance Bronc riding going on. That's some old school stuff. That's the way they used to do it in the old West. And I'll tell you, it is fun to watch, especially some of these local guys come down here and just jump on these Rance Broncs. And boy, I'll tell you, it is just neat. I love it. I love it. And, you know, then we've got Cowboy Kenny. Kenny Bertram, and man, you know, what a display he is doing down here with the Steel Rodeo Company. Love seeing it. But, you know, if it wasn't for the supporters, if it wasn't for Ram Rodeo, if it wasn't for the PRCA and this entire committee for putting this event together, well, I'll tell you, you know, these fans would have a lot less. And, you know, they are certainly getting their money's worth here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. Next year, you guys need to make sure to put it on your calendar. June 2014, Ponca City and the 101 Wild West will be kicking it up again. The great thing about that is, folks, we're in August, so that's like a 10 months away. We're already into the year. We're only 10 months away from Ponca City at the 101 Wild West Rodeo. I've already got it on the calendar. We cannot wait to get back here. But, folks, we've got one more performance here tonight. What I will tell you is this, if you're looking to catch up with the highlights, catch up with some interviews that we are able to do down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo, make sure to tune in to our radio program Sunday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, as we will be bringing you our rodeo report. And, you know, I can't even tell you where we're going to be. Who knows? The rodeo road just keeps on going for the Making It Rodeo Network. And, of course, we just love carrying KWBY with us while we're out here. I want to thank all of our sponsors for jumping on board and, you know, making this radio broadcast possible. If it wasn't for them, folks, we would not be here behind the microphone talking to you and letting you know what's happening at these rodeos all across the U.S. Well, folks, we've got one more performance. Make sure to stay tuned to our social media, Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us at Makin8 or go to Makin8Rodeo.com. And you guys can see all the results and everything happening right there on the homepage. Check out the photos in our photo gallery. Man, so much activity going on. So keep sharing with your friends, folks. We will see you tomorrow night from, well, wherever we're going to be, whatever road we're going to be traveling down. And guarantee you that we'll be doing some more great rodeo coverage as we wrap up the 101 Wild West Rodeo here in Ponca City tonight. So make sure to stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.